sorry, it's a little loud. JW is just getting home.
Has JW been driving while allowing Ion?
No, letting the helicopter bring the other JW in.
Oh yeah, there's more than one. Wow, James, this is a breakthrough. We actually have the admission of what goes on down there in Georgia with the five JWs. Why not? You're talking.
Oh, Carolyn, run get a Kodak so Legend can have his very own copy.
Oh.
Right. We'll get your relatives there to take a picture to prove this.
To prove this. Prove this.
That is great. What a great sound effect.
The registration of that helicopter, too. Yeah.
You get this, James. We got the sound effect of other JWs flying in. JW's got his own airport there.
Yeah, that's the first time I've heard a chopper overhead.
Just a little piece of ground. It's no big deal.
Apparently, this voice, Ion, has made itself available to us because JW, an actual person in his 40s, who allows this to happen, not an entity, and then we find out there's more than one chemical body, physical body of JW running around, and apparently I've got other bodies, you've got other bodies, Lynette, and part of this is allowing ourselves to experience ourselves. What, are you drowning me out, Ion?
Oh, no, sorry, they just getting close. Sorry.
Wow.
Yeah, that's very unusual because JW's house is in a no-fly zone.
Yeah.
But how else do you get there if you're going to get there?
Mm-hmm.
No,
when you want it to be.
In all the hours that I've talked to JW on the phone, I'm in Maui, he's in Georgia, I've never heard these sounds. This is interesting, James.
Wow, no, neither have I.
Timing's stuck, but it's almost time for the break, but apparently they were a little... Maybe their timing was off, so... Nobody heard.
So, this is Bob. I got a story to tell you guys. You heard, I think it was in the third hour, the helicopter or airport sounds on the show? Okay, so after the show, I keep talking to Ion for a little bit. And yeah. Whatever, we talk about stuff. And then eventually we're finished, and then Ion disappears, and then there's JW. So Ion goes away after we talk for whatever it's been, 40 minutes, and there's JW going, hey! He goes, yay, yay! Which he often does. He just goes, yay. And I said, oh, you're just glad it's still daylight? He says, no. He says, no, how'd the show go? And I said, well, you know, the usual. You know what happened. He says, no, I didn't make it. I said, what are you talking about? And he says, it was his wife's birthday. And he had left a message early our morning, maybe even, you know, like 4 in the morning or something, we weren't up, saying that they had to go in a helicopter to do a birthday party. And I think he said in that message he may not get back in time. I'm not sure, he may have said, I'll be back in time, but he did leave a message saying that, uh-oh, I'm not going to make it back in time. I hope you do the show without me. So he never heard back from us. So while he's doing his trip with his family, he wondered, what the hell's happening? I never heard back from Bob, whether he got my message or does Bob know what's going on? And I just checked a few minutes ago, his message never got registered here. So we did not know that JW was doing this. So as usual, at 5 to 8 our time, we call JW to get him hooked in for us to call Bill at the station. So we get JW, and we talk to him, and then we go into the show, and we do the show, and I think it was in the third hour we start hearing this helicopter. And if I recall, Ion said, that's JW coming in. Do you remember him saying something like that? And I don't think we pursued it. I didn't know what he was meaning or, you know, what. So I didn't get it. I just thought it was neat, something of it. It was sort of neat hearing the helicopter. But as Carolyn said later, there's nothing lands at JW's place. Can't be done. Okay, so what the heck? But I hadn't thought about it at the time. So it came and went. So now I'm talking to Ion. And then the JW comes in and he goes, hey, hey. And then he says, how'd the show go? And I usually assume JW is aware in his altered state that there's a show going on. You know, we don't know how much he picks up. Sometimes he knows what's going on, sometimes he doesn't. So I just said, as usual, whatever you picked up. And he says, well, I didn't make it. Did you get my message? I said, what message? He says, well, I phoned and said that I couldn't be there. And I go, wait a minute. We were talking to another JW when we called you at 5-8. He goes, I guess so. I said, holy shit, man, we did it right on the radio. We had another fucking JW, and Ion came through that JW, and the proof is this whole helicopter thing, and now we know why Ion said, hey, here comes JW. That's incredible.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So then, well, you know, I'm reacting to what JW is saying, so then I said, it got through to him. I said, we did the show. He says, well, what? You did the show? And I go, yeah. He says, how? I said, I don't know. We called up JW. We called you up at 5-8, and there was someone there. And they brought in Ion. He goes, holy shit. So even JW was shocked at the facts.
Hello?
It's a simple level. There are five physical JWs at his home.
He's up to five?
Yeah, he's up to five now. Ion said that about a month ago. That we were talking about the three, and Ion said there's five now. These are five separate physical bodies. So that's not the parallel world. And so a while ago I said, so we don't always talk. We don't, when we do our sessions almost every night, our extra stuff, it's not always the same JW who answers the phone and then does the Ion. And whoever I was talking, I guess Ion said, no, it's not always the same JW. This is the first time I've experienced
it.
Yeah, proof, other than the one that happened on April 22nd, which was all in retrospect, and JW came back from New York and apologized for not being there, and we told him, well, there was someone there because we did a reading with Sasha, you know, on the night of April 22nd. We have that whole story. Well, this is the second one, but it's right on the show that this is what's great. You get the helicopter happening, and you're not allowed to, is that the way it is? You're not allowed to fly over his place. I mean, maybe helicopters can land there, but I don't know. That's very rare. I've never heard it before. So, and you have that weird anomaly. And then, okay, so then now JW realizes what happened. He goes, yeah, well, I got off the helicopter, walked in the home, and all of a sudden the phone was up to my ear. And that meant that, you know, when Ion slipped out of the other JW, the new incoming JW took on the experience of, see, we're on the phone with Ion. Ion slips out of JW. That JW didn't keep talking to me. The phone experience slipped over to the other JW who's just getting off the helicopter or just getting ready to hear me or something. I said, so you're not aware of this? No. And I should have asked, do you see the other guy? Is he lurking around in the room?
Look in the mirror, JW. Look in the mirror. You'll see two of them or double mirror.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, no, I don't know. It's not in the mirror. Just look in the bathroom. No. Look upstairs. You know, I understand they're in the same world. They're not coming out of one original JW. Maybe they are, but I don't get that in my own mind yet. I understand there's five separate people, but maybe they do come from somewhere. But if there's no beginning, you don't know what the originary JW is.
Do you know what JW is speaking to you, or which does JW know which one is?
I've never, I thought of that the other day. I've got to ask at the end of the reading, which JW am I talking to? And I have not remembered to do that. I just thought of doing that the other day. So I will try to do that. At the end of it, say, okay, I'm going to call you JW1, and next time if there's another JW and it's not you, I want them to say they're two and see if the JW1 will cooperate with that notion. So, yeah, I'm going to start trying to see if we can get JW to say which one it is.
Interesting.
But here's the other weird thing. When we called this morning and got JW, in the background, his wife said, hey, how you doing, Bob and Carolyn? You know? Now, his wife never interacts with this whole Ion scene. She never does that. Says, hey, say hi to Bob and Carol. And so I said, oh, hi. I didn't point out that she was being different, but then JW said, it's her birthday today. I said, oh, great, it's McLuhan's birthday. So I just said that. No more talk from the wife. Now I'm talking, when I'm talking to JW, when he gets out of the helicopter, I tell him that there was, his wife was there with the other JW, and he goes, well, no, my wife was with me. And I said, wow, there's more than one of your wives. More than one of your wives.